I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Clive Bull on LBC.
LBC, I'm Clive Bull. Don't forget the Property Hour is at 9. If you've got a question about property and property law, then put it to Russell Conway, who joins me at 9 o'clock. At the moment, we're talking about law and order and police numbers and crime figures. The crime figures are up. The police numbers are down to the lowest number since 1985. There must be a connection. Or are there other reasons why crime is up? And where do we deploy police? Are we getting this right? Should we be focusing more on community policing, on local police stations? 0345 6060 973. We'll take more of those calls in just a moment. Before that, though, let's get this some news on this breaking story that O.J. Simpson's bid for parole has been successful. He's been granted early release, and following the story for us, our US correspondent Simon Marks. So tell us what happened at the hearing.
Well, it was quite interesting, Clive. First time we've had an opportunity to get a really good look at O.J. Simpson in quite a while. He has definitely aged in prison, as you would expect. He's now 70 years old. He's been in jail for the past 9 years following that incident in Las Vegas where guns were brandished as O.J. Simpson tried to secure possession of some sports memorabilia that he claimed had been stolen from him. But it was the quintessential O.J. Simpson that we were all looking at in the television coverage of this parole hearing. He seemed very relaxed. He seemed very comfortable in his surroundings and also, of course, on the camera that he knew was transmitting his image into living rooms, not just all over the United States, but all over the world. He didn't exactly express contrition for what had gone on, but he insisted that at no point during his life, and there will be those who find this claim laughable, has he sought to engage in conflict or violence. Here's one bit of what he had to say.
I'm no danger to pull a gun on anybody. You know, I never have in my life. I've never been accused of it in my life. Nobody's ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them.
Slight rewriting of history there by a man who, of course, was acquitted of the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. But with an eye on the specifics that the parole board were looking at, O.J. Simpson insisted that if he was released, he would not in any way represent a threat to the victims that were targeted in that incident back in 2007 in Las Vegas.
This family knows that I wouldn't wish any harm on these guys ever. These guys are friends of mine, and I'd like to think we're friends again.
And in that regard, he got some backing from at least one of the victims who publicly testified that he felt that O.J. Simpson had been sentenced to a prison term in excess of what the law required. Remember that O.J. Simpson has been serving a sentence of between 9 years and 33 years. The parole board could have chosen to keep him in jail, but O.J. Simpson told them it's time for him to go home.
I've done my time. You know, I've done it as well and as respectfully as I think anybody can. I think if you talk to the wardens, them, they'll tell you I gave them my word. I believe in the jury system. I've honored their verdict. I have not complained for 9 years, and that's the life I've tried to live because I want to get back to my kids and my family.
So the parole board bought it by a unanimous vote of 4-0. They decided to grant O.J. Simpson the relief that he was seeking. He's not being immediately released. He's returned to his cell in Nevada. He won't get to taste fresh air until the beginning of October. That's the earliest date that he would be eligible for parole. But at that point, he will walk out into the sunshine in Nevada and immediately head to his home in Florida, where he says he plans to be with his family, be with his kids, and start building a new life. He says that he is looking at a possible career in the media once he gets out, and who can be surprised by that?
No, you've saved me a question there, Simon. Thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.